that because we went through this phase where nobody breastfed or got down into single digits, now today people are weird about breastfeeding. They're squeamish about it. They get real awkward about it. Instead of realizing that it's a very normal activity that people have been doing for thousands of years and that it's normal for women to breastfeed in public. Okay. Now, I know there are people who disagree with me on this. I'm sure there are probably people even here tonight that disagree. I know that some of my fellow preacher friends disagree with me. But you know what? I don't care. What I'm saying is the truth. Breastfeeding is normal, and I allow my wife to breastfeed in public, uncovered. And people freak out about this, but this is what people did for thousands of years. Okay? I mean, I know people who are so squeamish about this that they literally, even in their own home, put a blanket over themselves to breastfeed, even in their own home. Now, here's the problem with that. Okay, try eating your next meal under a blanket, okay? I challenge you to go home tonight, put a blanket over your head, and eat dinner, and then when you wake up in the morning, put a blanket over your head and eat a bowl of cereal, and go to bring a blanket with you to work, and at your lunch break, get out a blanket, put it over your head, and especially in the summertime, this is going to be difficult. Now, let's say you had to eat with a blanket over your head. You know what you're going to do? You're going to finish that meal as fast as you can to get that blanket off your head. I mean, if I had to eat every meal under a blanket, here's what I'd do. I'd put the blanket over my head. I'd eat as quickly as possible and get the blanket off my head. Well, here's what happens. When women are constantly breastfeeding their child under a blanket because they have this kind of overly, over-the-top, prudish, overly modest where, you know, even a normal thing like breastfeeding has to be hidden and covered, okay? Then what happens is the baby just eats for a couple minutes and then it's done. It just pretty much gets in there, eats it, gets out. Well, the thing that releases the bonding hormones and the thing that releases the don't get pregnant again too soon hormones is the constant suckling. See, a baby who's not feeding under a blanket will sometimes just nurse because it feels like it. It's not even hungry. It just sort of chills out on the breast. And just enjoys it, just for the comfort. It loves its mother. So it'll drag that meal out for a long period of time. So here's the thing. People are breastfeeding their kid hours apart, couple minutes, under a blanket. Boom, move on, get back about my busy life. That's the problem. That's why it's not working. Okay. In order to be healthy and have a good relationship with your child and to be able to give birth to lots of children, and not too close together, you know, you have to make breastfeeding a little more priority and make it comfortable for you and the child. And, you know, people are sometimes nervous, too, that someone's going to confront them. Because there's always horror stories about women on an airplane getting confronted for breastfeeding or, you know, women getting thrown out of a restaurant. First of all across the United States, it's illegal for anyone to ban breastfeeding. You know, breastfeeding is not a crime. Amen? Amen. They can't throw you out of a plane or a restaurant. It's not legal. They have to allow you to breastfeed. Okay. And you don't have to be under a blanket. That's what the law says. Okay. So you don't have to worry about that. And here's the thing. My wife has been doing this now for the last 15 years. She's been breastfeeding nonstop for the last 15 years. I mean, there's never been a time, virtually, hardly at all, that she wasn't breastfeeding during that time, right? I mean, she's breastfeeding most of the time breastfeeding or pregnant, you know, for the last 15 years. Have you ever been confronted in public? Has anyone ever said, how dare you, you know, draw out the breast and give suck to your young one in Costco? No one has ever said that to her. No one has ever confronted her about that. And listen, when my wife and I go to Costco, she walks through Costco with the baby on the breast right here and walks around Costco like that. And it's totally normal. It's as natural as rain. Now, every once in a while you get dirty looks from old ladies because they pumped so much birth control and bottle fed their kid and they're all bitter because their one grandchild has green hair and a nose ring or whatever. You know, So they're jealous of the fact that she's breastfeeding and has all these, you know, nice clean-cut kids. I mean, where you're from in Botswana, is breastfeeding publicly pretty normal? Or is it squeamish? Very normal? All right. That's what I thought. So anyway, you know, I'm just saying, you know, it's normal. We need to bring back a culture where being a mother and breastfeeding and staying home with your kid is not only normal, but it's actually looked upon as being a good thing. Amen. As being a blessing, as being a righteous thing, not something to be ashamed of. I mean, we took a couple of families from our church to a preaching service at another church in this area. And we went to the church and they were pulled out of the service for breastfeeding, which isn't legal, but you know, they didn't want to like stage a nurse in or do a civil disobedience. So, you know, when the usher came and pulled them out for breastfeeding and they said, okay, well, where can we go to breastfeed? They put them in like a literal closet. I mean, they put them in a room that was like, I think it was like 6 foot by 7 foot or something, or maybe even smaller than that. It was like a closet with no furnishings, no window. It was just like a couple of chairs in a closet. They could barely even fit in there, these mothers with their children breastfeeding. It was just like, they, you know, lock them away in some dungeon. I mean, I've seen churches where the breastfeeding room, it's like a stall in the, it's like a stall in the toilets. Like, why would you, yeah, you really want to breastfeed your kid on a toilet. But I mean, isn't that just so disrespectful and demeaning? Like, oh, well, I guess if you must breastfeed your child because you don't have it on a 4-hour schedule yet, here, go sit on the toilet. Go sit in this janitor closet. Here, sit in this mop bucket and do it. And these churches are filled with people who are using birth control and having 1 or 2 kids. And then they don't understand people who actually do it normal and just have as many kids as God give them. They don't even understand that mentality.